Les Saunders.
Okay, the topic of tonight's share is eating milk on milchik of foods on Shavuos, milchik fleishik of foods on Shavuos. The idea of the share is not to knock anyone's minhag. Everyone has their own minhag on Shavuos, and the idea of the share is not to say anyone's wrong. Chas v'shalom. The idea is just for people to understand why they do a certain thing. People have minhag and they don't always know why they do it. They do a certain way. So the idea is to go through the reasons, explain it, and understand why we're doing it. Also, some people don't have a minhag and they sort of they chop and choose. They do whatever they want. They're not sure, you know, this suits me this year. So hopefully this year you can make an educated choice. So there's a minhag to eat, as we all know, there's a minhag to eat milchik of foods on Shavuos. The problem is that there is also a mitzvah simcha on Yom Tov. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Yedzayin Yeches, that there's a chiyuv to have simcha on Yom Tov. The chiyuv simcha differs to different people. Ketanim is with Nash, Noshim is with Tachshitim, and clothes, and shoes, possibly, if we can't afford clothes. And for men, says the Rambam, the chiyuv is to have basa v'yayin. So there's a chiyuv on Yom Tov to have basa. So, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Some say it's a mitzvah chiyumis, but al kalponim, it's a mitzvah to have simcha, which today is basa on Yom Tov. So, which presents a problem: how do we have milchik foods on Shavuos if there's a mitzvah simcha to have fleishik foods? So, how do we reconcile the two? So, to start with the Ramah. The Ramah in Tov Tzali Dalet Sif Gimel says as follows: V'noigin bekama mekoymois lechol macholi cholov biyom rishon shal shavuos, on the first day. Pasha is only on the first day, not the second day. So the first day there's a minhag to have bekama mekoymois to have milchig foods. V'nirli atam, says the Ramah, the reason shehu kamoish shnei tafshilin shaloichem b'dal pesach zeichel lepesach v'zeichel lechagiga. The reason why we have macholi cholov is as follows. If you eat macholi cholov, then there's halach, you can't have the same bread that you eat for a milchika meal as you have for a fleishika meal. So you have to have two separate loaves of bread. So mimela, if you have macholi cholov, then you have to switch from macholi cholov to macholi basa. So then you have to bring another challah. And if you bring another challah, then you bring two challahs, and that's as zikorin for the shtei alechem, which was brought on Shavuos. That's as the Ramah. So the whole idea is the switching. They're not the two suddas. Don't stay in the Ramah. Stay in the two. We'll come back exactly what it means. But the two breads, two challahs. Because you're forced to have two challahs, therefore it is occurring for the shtei alechem. As I stated in the Ramah. So first of all, you have to say, apart from Lecha Mishnah, that we have anyway in Yom Tov, here you have to have Mitam Shavuos, you have to have two Chalas. So this is a Zecha for the Shtei Alechem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so how does it work? So it seems to be the Ramah saying that you have to have, we start with Milchika starters, you start the meal with Milchiks, and then you switch halfway through the meal to Fleishiks. So the Shaila is, what do we do about benching in the middle? So the Mishnah Berurah already says that you have to change the tablecloth. You don't need to be mafsik b'berchas hamazon. As long as he's not eating hard cheese, then it's a separate problem. But assuming we're not having hard cheese, you don't need to be mafsik b'berchas hamazon. Elo, you can each piv yofe v'yadiach. You can do a kinoach v'adacha, wash your mouth out, eat something, and then you can go straight into basa. So then he. Yes, you have to wash. Yeah, wash your mouth, wash your hands. Yeah, you can go straight in. Pasha straight into basa. In the next in Sif Yizayin, he says brings from the Prima Godim that Yeshli Zayir beInyim Achali Basa Bechalav Bechol Mashin Zayir Bechol Hashani. You have to be careful with on Shavuos with everything that you normally are careful with the rest of the year. But it seems beberchas amazon not. So the it's a shaila. Do you need to be if a person generally if he starts his meal with milk and then he goes switches to meat? Do you need to be mafsik beberchas amazon? So pashtus, it's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya. It doesn't say. It only talks about the other way around, from Bosa to Cholov. You have to be mafsik beberchas amazon. But anyway, it's so long anyway between fleishik the milk. So it's not really negair. But it doesn't speak about faket. But most poskim say that you should be mafsik beberchas amazon. That is the pashtus. Over here in the Mishabura says you don't need to be mafsik beberchas amazon. Maybe it's a kula by shavuos, or maybe Mishabura is taking on that you definitely need to be mafsik. It's not clear. But come on, the Mishabura.
What's the reason that you should, right?
Why should you? Because although you're allowed to get, you can go, you have to wait between milchiks and then fleishiks, but it can't be in the same meal. That's the tzad. In from fleishiks to milchiks, yeah, you have to wait. Also, it can't be in the same meal. If you would have a very, very long meal, a chasna or something, and you know, it would schlep on, you have to bench before you, even if 6 hours have passed, you still have to bench. There's halacha, it can't be in the same meal. That's from fleishiks to milchiks. So faket, milchiks to fleishiks is a shaila, if the same halacha applies. So the Bishop Baruch passing is you don't have to be mafsik beberchas amazon. Others, the Be'er Hativ already over here brings on the page. He brings others from the Shlo that you do have to be mafsik beberchas amazon, not like the Mishnah Berurah. You should be mafsik beberchas amazon, which therefore will present a problem over here. What's the problem? So you could say fine. So according to the you can still be mekayim the Ramah. You wash, you have milchiks, you bench, and you bring another challah, and you have fleishiks. The problem is then you get into problems of brachah shein etzricha, because you're only benching and then you're washing straight away in order to have to be mekayim the minig of challah. Of eating macholi cholov. So that's a bracha shein esricha. You can't just wash and then bench and then wash straight away. So maybe you could have a soccer walk around the block, but it's already late. You know, we're eating 11:30, 11:45. You know, who wants to be walking around the block for 20 minutes at that time of night? So it's not so practical. So some say that on Shavuos you can be mekel with this nakuda, the bracha shein esricha. So on Shavuos you can be mekel in that area. That doesn't matter about bracha shein esricha, some say. Al kaponim, according to the simple pshat the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, you've got a very clear cut way. You can be mekayim both things. You can start with cholov, then you don't have to. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to be master berachas amazon, and you can change the tablecloth, wash your mouth, wash your hands, and then you go into fleishiks. So pashtus, that would be a good way to reconcile both the fleishiks and the milchiks. Only problem with that is not everybody likes faffing around, and you know it's a lot of you've got to prepare, you've got to get two tablecloths. You know, if at that time of night, especially, might not want to get busy with that. And also, there is the problem of brachas shein esricha, brachas amazon is not according to all poskim. So let's move on to another eitzah. So first of all, what are the reasons that this is the Ramah's reason why we have milk? But there are other reasons. There are at least another four reasons. The Pri Chodosh, the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he brings the Ramah, and he says, I don't like the reason of the Ramah. Tam Cholosh, he calls it. And he says a different reason. He says very simply because we find that Torah is compared to cholov and dvash. The pasuk compares it to cholov, and that's why. What's the pasuk? Torah is compared to milk. So that's not a reason. Very simple. Okay. The Morgan Avraham of Anot brings another reason. It's brought down here also in the Be'er Hetev that the Zayin Shavuos, the 7 weeks, LeYisrael like the Zayin Nekiim Dugmas Ishom and Idosa, and there's Halacha Dam Ner Karvanase Cholov, and the Cholov is the Dam is like the Din, and the Cholov is like Rachamim, so the Din changes to Rachamim, and therefore that's why we have Macholi Cholov to remember the Rachamim. That's another reason. The Morgan Avraham. And Mishnah Berurah brings another famous reason that when Klal Yisrael came down from Har Sinai, they just got the Torah and they couldn't eat anything fleishik, because all of their they had to shecht. They had no animals ready. They nothing was ready. They had to go shecht and do melicha and do everything that needs preparing for the behemoths for basa. All their pans were treif because they used all for before Matan Torah for non kosher stuff. So therefore, nothing was ready. So all they could have was that there was some cheese in the fridge. Well, cheese was available, yeah, or milk, whatever. So things which are easily prepared. So they had to eat macholi cholov. So as a zecha for that, we eat macholi cholov on Shavuos. So that's another reason the Mishnah Berurah brings. And finally, there are other reasons also, but the nocher reason the Beis Halevi brings, very interesting reason, which is the Beis Halevi brings it based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, that says that on the Machlekes, If you need lachem or lashem by Yom Tov, and Shavuot is kuli alma moedi that you need lachem. Fret the Gemara, fret the Pesalevi, forget Shavuot is you should need lachem. Why lachem? And the Gemara asks. The Gemara answers Yom Shnitna by Torah. The day the Torah was given, you have to have lachem. So forget Pesalevi asks, you know, that should be lachem. So he explains, because how did Klal Yisrael get the Torah? So Moshe Rabbeinu had to go to Har Sinai and he had to fight with the Malachim. He had an argument. And the way he won the Malachim was with the argument of saying, the way the Gemara read Zoyes was he said to the Malachim, you can't keep the Torah. Do you have Kibbutz of Aim? Do you have parents? Have you got a Yetzirah? Shabbos? Do you do Malacha during the week? Do you have to rest on Shabbos? So you don't have physical mitzvahs, and therefore you have physical bodies. You can't do physical mitzvahs. So the whole Nitzachim of Moshe Rabbeinu over the Malachim to win the Torah was through the physical mitzvahs. And Befrat, the Medrash Tehillim says, this is not brought in the Gemara, but the Medrash Tehillim, the Beis Halevi brings, that also Hashem said to the Malachim, you didn't keep the Torah. When you went down to Avraham Avinu, you ate basar b'chalav, so therefore you didn't even keep the Torah. And you go ask any child in Cheder, you know, you can't eat basar b'chalav. So therefore, that's how they got the Torah. So the Malachim agreed, and they gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that the Torah with the Nesachin of the Torah was through the physical mitzvah of Befrat, specifically with basar b'chalav. So therefore, this says the Beis Halevi, that's why we need lachem. The idea is in order to show that we do these mitzvahs, specifically basar b'chalav, to show the zrizus that we're careful between basar and chalav. We start with chalav, and then we change, and then we have basar, very similar to the Ramah. This is mentioned Shtei Alechem, but the same idea that you have chalav, then you change, and you do a kinoach and adacha, and you change the tablecloth, and then you come to basar. And therefore, that's why we need lachem to show these mitzvahs that we won the Torah with. And he says also, that's the minhag, that's why we have the minhag of to eat machali cholov, to the Beis Halevi, in order to remember this nitzachin of Moshe Rabbeinu over the Malachim. So according to that, very similar to the Ramah. So based on these reasons, there are other eitzes that a person could have milchik, mekayim the din milchiks on Shavuos. So one simple eitz, the lechayra, would be to have, as many people do, is to have kiddush on Yom Tov morning, to have cheesecake for kiddush. So that would be a simple eitzah. You haven't got the problem of benching because it's just kiddush, and you make kiddush. You have milchik kiddush, and then you go and you wash. So the only problem with that is that two things. First of all, not everybody agrees with having kiddush. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is famous; doesn't hold of having kiddush bechlal. Over meaning kiddush with cake. You have kiddush, you have to wash. Kiddush makim soda. But most people are makel, but most people do have a kiddush with cake, so that would be an eitzah. The only problem with that is, again, you're not making the ramah. So you haven't got the ramah, but if you leave out the ramah, then you've got, according to all the other reasons, you can be makam. The shayla is with the Beis Halevi, you'd have to makam the Beis Halevi, you don't need the shtei alechem, you don't need the two challahs, but you do need the zrizos in between the basar and the chalav and the basar. So according to the Beis Halevi, lechor would only work if you eat the fleishik meal straight after the kiddush, to show that you clean the table and you're careful. But otherwise, if you just have kiddush, and then 2 hours later you go to sleep, if you daven early, you have a kiddush, and then 3 hours, 4 or 5 hours later, you have your meal, and there's no zrizos there in between the chalav and the basar. So, so make it, you don't have to wait. But the ma'aser, the minhag olam, is generally to wait half an hour, an hour even. Some people say, yeah, but it could be again if you're doing either or more. Some place from say on Shavuos, you can be makel in that as well. You don't have to wait. Yeah, so that's another thing. If you're not benching, you have to make a bracha achrona. You can't go from a kiddush. Even if there's no hefsek, even if there's no hefsek, you still have to make bracha. You finish the kiddush, the milchika meal or the bracha achrona. Yeah. So that will be another eitzah, to have kiddush in the morning. There's an interesting Chok Yaakov brought on the show and paid the Shulchan Aruch. Also, there's the Berahetiv also brings this, that some say that on Shavuos you can be makel on waiting time between basar and chalav, meaning you don't have to wait the full 6 hours. 5 hours, however long people wait. It doesn't say exactly how long, but so that could be another eitzah. According to that, you could have your pleishik meal lunchtime, and then later on at mincha time, you know, if it's only 3 or 4 hours later, you could have milchiks, according to that shitta. But it's a shvera shitta. The Chok Yaakov himself, he brings it, I think from the Ozer Ruah, and he says shema nafsha yirchak vizeh. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like the kula. The Virhetiv also brings it, but again, it's a yesh oima. It's not something really we rely on. But the interesting, there is that kula there. A third eitza is what some people do. I heard this week, I was talking to people, someone about, and they said, we have milchiks on Shavuos. Shavuos, we have milchiks. So I said, what do you mean? He said, yeah, we have milchik by night, milchik by day, everything. So I said to him, that's zikha wrong. To have only milchiks on Shavuos is zikha wrong, because you're not counting the mitzvah of simcha at all. Some say there is a shitta that when the Rambam says that you have to have the mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to have simcha on Yom Tov, it doesn't apply by night. Some say there's no mitzvah simcha by night. And therefore, you could do milchiks by night, which a lot of people do. You have milchiks by night, and then by day, you mekayim the mitzvah simcha with bosa. So you should have, but it should be a choshev asudah with dogim, with nice things. But they say the minig of the stipler, famously, the minig of the stipler was to have milchiks by night and fleishiks by day. So, that's another Eitzah. Again, it's not according to everyone. According to many Shittas, the Rambam means the Shari Tshuva, I think, brings in later on in Tov Kuf Chof Talent, as I remember. The Shari Tshuva brings that the mitzvah of Simcha applies by night as well. So there are many prominent Shittas who hold that the mitzvah of Simcha applies by night. So according to them, you couldn't have milchiks at night. But Lemaisa, there is that color. Many people do that, to have milchiks by night. So, So to summarize, if there are different ways out. So you've got the Ramah to start off with. If you do the Ramah, then you're all shitters. You yotzer the Ramah shitter of Shtei Alechem, Zekari L'Shtei Alechem. You have the Melchiks and you have the Fleishiks as well. You become the base of Levi, you become everything in Nechlal. The only thing is, you do get into problems of do you make Berachas HaMozein, do you not make Berachas HaMozein, and if you do, is it a Berachas HaMozein? So there is that Shaila, but again, if we rely on the Mishnah Berurah, who says if there's no Berachas HaMozein, then you're fine. Nacha Eitza is, like we said, like the stipler, to have milchiks by night and fleishiks by day. And if you do that, then Lechaira, that's another Eitza, again, not according to all Shittas, but that would be. You would be mekayim both dinim of bosa and cholov, zecha according to some shitters. And as we said, the third shitter is to have by day, to have a kiddush before the suda, to have cholov, and to have a milchik, the mekayim of the din of milchiks, and then but to make sure your suda contains bosa. So these are the two conflicting things. So again, everyone can make their own educated choice how they're gonna. And again, if people have a minhag, they do one way, that's fine. But now we understand where the minhag can come from. But a person should be careful, A, not to, to make sure that there's still a din bosa on Yom Tov. A person shouldn't think Shavuos is milchiks. You know, you can don't have to have bosa at all. It is a din bosa. But there are various ways around it to have to mekayim the din milchiks as well. A coffee, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye